here in the neighborhood where Kamel Moussa's home was bombed, survivors and community sift through rubble that was once their home. Mustafa Moussa is a relative of Kamel, a retired English teacher with an UNRWA-run schools. Kamel was killed along with his 5 family members during a heavy air raid on his Maghazi one-story building last night.
We in Maghazi have been informed that the home of our cousin teacher, Kamel, was raided, and we rushed here to check on them. This was at 12:30 after midnight. What should we think? We really wonder, why were they hit? Our cousin and his sons have never been perceived as people who had anything to do with the resistance at all.
In the same Maghazi refugee camp, Israeli army warned other residential homes before Israeli warplanes dropped bombs on them. Adnan Masleh is an owner of a 3-story home in Maghazi. His home was pounded to rubble this week, shortly after he received a warning by phone from Israeli army. Now his family and several other neighboring families are taking shelter in a nearby UNRWA-run school because of collateral damages where Adnan's home is located.
A million question marks as to why my home in particular was hit. All the people around came over to me and wondered, saying, "You, Abu Khalad, have never had anything to do with anything." Meanwhile, they target other homes without pre-warnings. The only thing I can say is thank God. At least I was warned before our home was destroyed.
In other parts of the coastal enclave, Israeli airstrikes went unabated against residential homes in the southern Rafah city, northern Jabalia refugee camp, and middle Gaza Strip refugee camps of Deir el-Balah, Nusayrat, Al-Burayj, and Maghazi. According to health ministry records in Gaza, the number of people killed stands now at almost 33,000. Large number of the casualties are women and children. Israeli officials and army generals insist that the army operations will continue until Israel achieves its main objectives, eliminating the Islamist Hamas party and freeing more than 100 Israelis captured by Hamas in October 7 of last year. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.